Yeah, it's a long trip, away from home. We want to keep our run going. We've had some good victories recently against top sides, and this will be a difficult game for us. Yeovil have a new manager, relatively new manager, got good players in the ranks, and they finished the season strongly last year, and they've had some decent results already this season. So we know it'll be a tough game, but confidence is high in our camp, and hopefully we can go and get a result.
Aside, you did the double over last year, of course.
It was, yeah. Fantastic game down there. It wasn't 2-0 down, could have even been 3. The sending off changed a lot, but we were excellent after that, where we moved the ball, we scored goals, and we won the game. And the game at home, I remember it was the snow come down on the night, and I remember the ball Jamie Devitt played for Sean Millen, the finish. Fantastic goal, great win for us that night. So yeah, hopefully more of the same.
Talking of more of the same, Tom Barkhuizen has been flying so far, hasn't he? And he got the goal that his performances have deserved on Tuesday night.
Yeah, he had a chance at Grimsby when he went through one-on-one with the keeper. He must have had 4 chances at Rotherham where he couldn't score. He's had chances against Blackpool and played obviously a big part in the goals that we scored, winning the penalty and setting the winner up for Michael Rose. And a fantastic goal on Tuesday night. The way he picked the ball up and the pace he's got, and he drove it there back line and put it right in the top corner. Again, could have scored it just after that to make it 3-0. So he's doing well for us at the minute. I've got 100% belief in him. That's why we brought him to the club. A few eyebrows raised when we brought him in on loan. It didn't really work for him, but we did say that we'd seen enough in him to know that there was a player there. And we wanted to develop him and bring him on, and that's what we've done. He's right up to speed now. If you think about this time last season, I remember him coming off against Walsall in the JPT after 90 minutes, and he said something like that was the first 90 minutes he played in 2 years, and now he's playing 120 away at Rotherham, and still doing 80-yard stride outs in the 119th minute. So we have brought him on physically, mentally we've brought him on, and he's a good player. In my opinion, he'll go on and play in a higher level. But fantastic performance by him, great goal Tuesday, and again, hopefully more the same with him.
Barkhuizen has a run. Barkhuizen onto his right foot. Tom Barkhuizen shoots! Tom Barkhuizen scores! That's an absolute belter! And more of the same, hopefully. A clean sheet, your first for quite some time.
Massive, yeah. It's a, for a young, inexperienced back line, a 20-year-old, two 22-year-olds and a 21-year-old to grind that out. And massive that Ryan Edwards got his first goal, because I'm of the opinion that he should be scoring more goals. So, he could have scored one at Grimsby if he just swung his left foot, and that's what he did on Tuesday. So he's great to get him off the mark. But the thing that will feel better for him, and certainly feels better for me, is the clean sheet, because in any season it's important to get your first win. It's important to get your first home win. It's important to get your first away win, which we did in the Cup. It's important that you get your first clean sheet, and you get players who get up and run and get that confidence. Jack Dunn's got 4 goals. Kev's already scored. Cole Stockton's already scored. Tom's up and running now in the league campaign. So there's plenty of positives for us at the minute, and hopefully we can build on them this weekend.
Yeovil have had a decent start to the year, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've got a new manager in towards the end of last season, a player I've come up against a lot in my playing days, and obviously last season in the home game here. So he's brought in good players, a decent sized club, a decent club, quite like going down there, quite like playing there. It'll be a tough game for us, but I'm sure their manager's telling their players exactly the same thing, that they're facing the team is just coming off the back of 3 victories, and they'll be as cautious as we are of them, but hopefully it'll be a good game and we can get a result again.